This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic. The venture capital and private equity sectors are actively seeking startup investment opportunities in India. Although there was a pause in investment activities, the trend has since reversed, showing a heightened interest. Moving to next topic. Is it time for ATMs to receive a financial upgrade? Let's dive into the recent trends and their economic implications. In the financial year 2023, India witnessed a growth in the number of off-site ATMs, reaching 1.31 lakh, which represents a 1.5% increase from the previous year. This growth is largely attributed to white-label ATM operators, or WLAOs, such as Tata Communication Payment Solutions, IndiCash and India One Payments, which are playing a significant role in this expansion. Interestingly, the number of banks' off-site ATMs actually saw a decline by 2% during the same period. This shift towards WLAOs is mainly to handle the operational and capital costs more efficiently, with a targeted approach towards extending financial services to rural areas, hence promoting financial inclusion. Moving to the next topic, we delve into the car industry's recent performance, highlighting the stalled progress in car sales growth. A closer look into April's figures reveals a stagnant period, where approximately 340,000 passenger vehicles were sold, marking the start of the fiscal year with flat growth. This plateau has been attributed to a high base effect and a dip in demand, largely due to the timing of general elections. Moving to next topic. In April, daily average UPI payments reached an unprecedented level, setting a new record. Despite a slight decrease in the overall volume and value of UPI transactions from the peak observed in March, daily transactions experienced an increase. Moving to our last topic. Today, Wall Street stocks ended mostly lower, following the Federal Reserve's decision to keep interest rates steady. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq closed in the red, while the dollar fell. This marks a significant shift in the market's direction.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.